But why can't you make money by selling the work produced by the artists you work with? I mean, I do think we do need to start seeing art as a product which needs to be marketed properly. Granted, it has those intellectual and mystical abilities that are transcendent, one still needs money to operate.
Yeah, but our agenda is not to make money, but to create resources for the artists. As it is, we are a not-for-profit organization.
The term not-for-profit always made Champa giggle. How could anything be without profit? Since Champa's manners were impeccable, she did not laugh out loud. Instead, she narrowed her eyes, hoping everyone would notice her thick lashes, and nodded ever so slightly. What they needed, Champa thought to herself, was a marketing and a branding department. Someone who could understand and sell art. And in order to do so, it needed to be defined by genres, like drawing room art, research art, protest art, etc. The more clearly defined the categories of art there are, the easier it would be for collectors to decide what they wanted to buy. Sometimes, she even thought, painting should come with an instruction manual, a manual teaching the collector on the many ways they can install the artwork.
Anyway, you know about Alila, right, Champa?
Yes, I've seen her at the thesis shows of Indus Valley. I haven't been introduced to her yet, but I am sure she's heard of me. I do think we could become best friends if we were to meet. She will love me. So tell me, Janis, where do you get your funding from?
So, right. Anyway, Adila has the fine art department in Indus, and she's also a practicing artist. Together with Naila Mahmood, who's the other director of Wasil, the two have been running the place since the past 2 years. Literally a dime from their own pockets whenever we've had a shortfall of finances. Honestly, I find it really amazing how these people give back to the art world. Have you ever thought about it? You know, in fact, it's really individuals like you who are important to us art organizations.
Yeah, I can imagine. I love being important. And the work you say you do sounds quite interesting. And yes, we should definitely have a proper meeting and try to figure out different ways I can help you raise funds. I feel I can contribute in so many ways. The other day I was on my way to a brunch and I saw a woman selling tiny pieces of cloth at the signal. I realized that it looked like an art installation. Hanging off her arms, imagine an installation that you can carry. It was like a performance piece. Quite touching. There's art everywhere as long as you have the eye for it.
Sure, Champa, that's so profound.
Champa's heart swelled with joy upon being called profound. She knew exactly how profound she was, but when other people acknowledged that, it made her very happy.
So, what projects are you working on these days?
We are actually running a grant which is all about performance art in public. It's called Loudspeaker. It's a 4-tier project with public art, performances in public spaces, exhibitions and publications. We have had local artists interact with the city as well. It's often a spiritual practice for them. Each artist connects and responds to their surroundings differently. Alongside that, we are running an international artist residency and are soon to start a fresh graduate residency as well. That's happening.
Oh yes, art is spiritual practice, you know. I feel it encompasses everything, your emotions, your intellect, your spirituality. If you look at the beginnings of art, it was all created to seek out God and seek out answers to life's mysteries.
Even though Champa did not know much about the history of art, she was great at pretending that she did. And she was even better at talking about it with artists. She decided to continue speaking, since she knew how much people loved to listen to her.
So, I have to admit, initially I found performance art a little difficult to decipher. I mean, it's just complicated, right? You never know what the artist is trying to say. Also, how do performance artists even make money? I mean, it's not like people can buy a performance, right? But you know, over the last few months, I've been reading a lot on performance art, and I do think I understand it a lot better now, you know, darling. I do feel that. I do feel I've definitely stepped out of my comfort zone. And I now think I've grown as a woman because of it. It has given me the exposure I needed to start collecting art confidently. So much so, I actually give advice to my friends now, you know. My friends tell me I can actually now become an art advisor.
That's a good point, you know. Performance art is actually about stepping out of one's comfort zones. Vasil has invited quite a few performance artists in projects that incorporate the discipline. Recently, we had a German performance artist, Johannes Paul Rether. He performed at the public beach, and his costume and his presence was as strong as the idea behind the whole thing. He calls himself a witch and researched about trade, economy, and migration. The project was actually called Karachi Trader. It was an intense performance with hundreds of people following us. Johannes took us through a walk around the open sewage leading into the beach, and then we rode camels, listening to his live audio WhatsApps about migration.
Oh my god, that sounds amazing. I wish I'd seen it too. You know, it sounds like such a unique experience. All the exposure that I've had towards art has been in people's drawing rooms and galleries, you know. Having to go to a public beach to experience art must be such an intellectual adventure. And it would give people so much to talk about. After all, that is what culture is, right? Experiencing different things and interpreting them in different ways.
This made her think about comfort zones. How there are so many different types of comfort zones. Those that exist in the physical space, such as in one's house or the city they grew up in. Or it could be a mental persona that one holds on to. A certain prescribed manner of thinking one just can't let go of. And of course, an emotional comfort zone as well. Still holding on to people or places one knows they have grown out of. With this emotional epiphany, Champa realized that she needs to get out of her comfort zone of always wanting to acquire oil on canvas and start appreciating other, more strange forms of art. Maybe it was time to start understanding performance art. She decided to ask more hard-hitting questions.
But I have to ask, what could these foreign artists possibly do for the local community? Do locals even understand European postmodernism? But then again, all art doesn't need to be socially responsible, does it?
Well, I don't know how responsible it can be, but we definitely try to work with proposals which understand the socio-political situation of the country and are sensitive to the surroundings. It's actually more about being acceptable and about tolerance. In Pakistan, especially in Karachi, a lot of the times, artists from other cities and countries think everything here is unsafe. They ask about security and other risks all the time.
That is such a shame, Jani. I mean, really. But yes, it's such a tragic misconception of our country.
You would be surprised to know, though, we've never, in our 18 years of existence, faced resistance from the public we've interacted with. The artists are usually overwhelmed by how tolerant and inviting the audience is to newer ideas and just to art in general. So the learning goes both ways, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. But like, when did art change from being oil on canvas to walking on public beaches?
When no one laughed at Champa's joke, she stared at them, putting on the sweetest smile she could muster. Their silence offended her. And Champa was not used to silent responses.